Wish no longer, my Nutella-loving friends. Get ready for Nutella. Be ready. The taste you love in a crispy wafer bar. Nutella, be ready.
Talking Automotive for VACC, providing support to the automotive industry with valued information and advice during these tough times.
And just about everyone drives a car or has a need to drive a car. That's why we talk automotive with VACC CEO Jeff Gwillim. Jeff, good evening.
Dennis, good evening. How are you?
Ah, good. Tell me about car sales at the moment. What's the story?
Okay, well, this comes from the VFAX data. And so let's have a look at the month of July. Let's have a look at year-to-date. But I think also there's a much bigger story about what's happening, and it links directly to the economy, Dennis. Really fascinating. My research guy, Steve Platzos, he digs this stuff out. So for the month of July, so nationally, sales of new cars is up 16%, which is about 1.2% up on 2019. So that we don't really, spending a lot of time looking at last year's figures isn't all that good because it was flat as a pancake. In Victoria, sales up July this year, sales went up 34%, which is again over last year, and 3.2% down in 2019. So what we can see there is growth in sales for the month of July. You know, this is just before we went down for another lockdown. Things started to look really good. Year to date, so nationally for the period right up to July, again 26% up over the same time last year, 2.2% up on 2019. That's nationally. Victoria, year to date, first seven months of the year, 23.8% up for the same time last year, but 6.8% down on 2019. Dennis, and this is a bit of trailing here. This means that the other states that are going into lockdown, you know, even though we can sell cars, click and collect, and we're still doing that now with a whole lot of COVID safety practices in place, it just goes to say that when you go into these lockdowns, Dennis, people do hesitate. They come back out after, but, you know, there's just not enough time for them to catch up and to get those sales through. So really interesting data. We can see, this is really painful to watch, Dennis, because the industry's trying to grow. We're trying to sell cars. I still think we'll sell more than 1 million cars this year, Dennis. But, you know, if you go right back to 2017, we've sold 1.2 million cars. You know, we're not going to get there this year, but we might get there next year.
I'm always astounded at that figure of around 1 million new cars sold a year in Australia. Yeah. Are the bulk of those fleet or are they...
Private vehicles. It's just people. But listen to this. Globally, we're making nearly 90 million cars globally. Okay? Every year, we make around 90 million cars. So wow. Australia's 1 million, less than 2% of global car sales.
Heavens. That is amazing.
It's a big number, isn't it? It's a big number. Have a look at this, though. One of the things that we know, though, is that car sales and house pricing are inextricably linked in Australia. So as interest rates go down, as the housing market picks up and is very buoyant, so is the car market. As soon as that housing market starts to move, the car market moves with it. You know, it's a bit like seeing the brake lights go on just as somebody's coming up to a roundabout. At the moment, irrespective, and it's you know, economics, looking at this economically, irrespective of the slowdown in people going to work in Australia, JobKeeper's gone. We're into a whole range of state grants now, some of them funded federally as well. But there seems to be, if people can get out and about, they're still spending money, Dennis. We've got pent-up demand, and I think we've worked out that we spend hundreds of millions of dollars going overseas every year. And if you turn that tap off, all people can do is look inward and, you know, we know they've renovated the house, they've bought all the new things that hang around the house, they're still out there buying cars. And listen, to this is the thing that sort of makes your head spin a bit. So Bentley's is a beautiful new Bentley, if you're looking for one, Dennis, the Bottega. It's an SUV. I saw one in London 2 years ago. I mean, when you think about a Bentley SUV, you sort of shudder, but I saw one and they're actually beautiful looking cars, particularly if you can afford one. So why is it in July this year we sold more Bentleys than we did last year? We went from 8 Bentleys in July last year to 25 Bentleys. These are cars that are $350,000 upwards. How does that happen?
Is it possible that there are people who have maybe been successful in life and always been extremely sort of careful and frugal, and maybe a period like COVID, they've gone, bloody hell, I'm going to spoil myself a little bit because I've worked hard, I've built up a business, I've always been conservative in my spending, but I just feel like maybe bursting out a bit.
I think you're on the money, Dennis. I think there's a couple of things. If you look at the economics in Victoria and Sydney, but I'll just talk about Victoria, a lot of people have made money out of property, either a family owned, or they own two houses up the road, or they owned an old workshop, or whatever. So that some people have, just a fortune of the economics of the time have managed to capitalise on this huge growth over the last 20 years in Melbourne. The other thing is, Dennis, there's an army of cashed up baby boomers, that this is the first generation of people that are retiring with a sizable amount of money. They've been putting super in that fund for the last 25 years, and never before have people been retiring. Working class people, middle class people have been retiring with a big lump of money. The house they bought for $250,000 20 years ago is worth $1.6 million. So and this is called the wealth effect. So what it says is that if I've got a home that is worth significantly more than I ever paid for it, I feel so comfortable about that this thing called the wealth effect means that I'm going to confidently go and buy that Mercedes-Benz or that BMW or that car that I've always wanted. And this is what's happening in Melbourne at the moment, and more so across Australia, but we can see it happening in Melbourne. So I think it's people that have just lucked it out fantastically in the property market, cashed up baby boomers, that they're going to buy that car, Dennis. I mean, they're 65, 66, they've finished work, they've done their 40 years on the tools, as it were. This is miraculous amount of money that's formed itself last year, the end of last financial year, the super funds were doing really well, and they're going to buy a car.
96900693. Any questions you have about the car industry, car safety, or just general sort of day-to-day motoring type issues, maybe your local mechanic, anything to do with that? Jeff Gwillim is here, the CEO of the VACC. We'll take more of your calls after these. It's 5 to 10. Troy, you're speaking with Jeff Gwillim.
Evening, gents. How are we? Good?
Cool. Yep. Hello, Troy. Good on you, mate.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff. Just a general question. Well, we all know COVID turned the world upside down, whatever. But my question, mate, is when you order a brand new vehicle, we all know that it's, gone out to, 3, 6, 9 months sometimes. Yeah. When do you think, I know it's probably a bit of a pie in the sky, but when do you think that gap will come back in, if COVID dies down and everything, inverted commas, goes back to normal, mate?
Yeah, it's a good question, Troy. So there's a couple of things happening here. One is supply chain. It's just the fact that during COVID around the world, a lot of the car plants slowed production because you can only put so many cars in a car yard before shipping. The other thing is, Troy, is the semiconductor problem we had internationally. So as the car production went down, certainly mid of last year, the semiconductor companies, they started selling more of those chips into home computers, home machines, all that stuff we needed to work from home, Troy. What's happened is the car plants have started to ramp back up production, and the semiconductor companies have said, well, actually, we've done a deal over here with a whole lot of computer organisations. So that's part of it, Troy. It depends what car you've got, though. I mean, in some cases, there is stock coming to Australia. In other cases, it's 3 or 4 or 5 months out. I have heard some good examples, though, where timelines have been given 4 or 5 months and they've been bought back, so it's been shorter than that. But it really depends on the brand and where it's being manufactured, Troy. That's also why used car sales are up over 24% in terms of their costs, because people They're looking around the market. They don't want to get onto public transport at the moment. They can't buy a new one. They go and buy a second-hand one.
Troy, thank you very much for your call. Now, you and I, Jeff, have just ordered our next Bentley. But also, for a weekend, you know, when the sun's out and there's no threat of rain, Morgans have been selling as well.
Well, it's interesting. And now, you know, my research, a guy at work, Steve Bletsos, lovely man, I was talking to him about Morgan cars. He didn't know what they were. And I said, Steve, have a look on the internet. 110-year-old business out of the UK. They're great cars, and you can buy them for, they're just over 100 grand. But again, July last year, we didn't sell any Morgans in Australia. This year, we sold three. It's not a lot, but again, it tells you, cashed up retiree, got the hood down, got the hair in my, the wind in my hair if I've got any left, and I'm going to enjoy my retirement and spend it before the kids get it.
Yeah, that is it. And you'll be putting a smile on many faces tonight, just even suggesting that. Jeff Gwillim, thank you. Good to chat.
Pleasure, Dennis.
CEO of the VACC, Jeff Gwillim.
Wish no longer, my Nutella-loving friends. Get ready for Nutella. Be ready. The taste you love in a crispy wafer bar. Nutella, be ready.